You probably noticed something about your social media lately. You post something thoughtful, maybe something you've spent real time on, and it just vanishes into the void. Meanwhile, your feed is full of outrage, ads, and content that doesn't feel particularly real or valuable. If you've been wondering whether something's broken here, you're not just imagining it. But the system is working exactly as it was designed, just not for you. These platforms make money by keeping you scrolling, not by showing you valuable content. They reward whatever captures attention, whether that's useful or not. And creators? They're trying to stay up with algorithms that change without warning. They're stuck chasing numbers that don't actually pay the bills. Here's the thing everyone knows but rarely says out loud. When you're not paying for something, you're not the customer. You're the product. The more engaged you are, even if you hate what you're seeing, the more valuable you are to the advertisers. And it's about to get worse. AI is flooding every feed with the potential to produce infinite content at zero cost. But human attention is finite. And meaning, real signal from actual humans, is getting drowned out. Now consider this. Everything important in our lives has gone digital. Our money, our conversations, and our work. The benefit is always convenience and efficiency. But there is a cost. When every payment can be traced and every message can be monitored, you're trading away freedoms for convenience. There is an alternative, though. While most people are watching the current system get worse, something else is being built. A different kind of internet with different rules. We can use tools that can't be controlled by any single company or government. Networks that put communication back into human hands. Money that works like cash but moves like email. What I'm going to show you is a new kind of media system, one where creators get paid directly by people who value their work, where audiences choose what's worth supporting instead of having algorithms decide what they see, and where discovery happens through human recommendation, not algorithmic manipulation. In the old system, your clicks trained the algorithm, but you never got paid for that work. In this system, when you help someone find something valuable, you get compensated for it. Discovery becomes a shared economy instead of a black box. This audiobook is hosted outside of traditional platforms. It's delivered to you through open protocols. It's unlocked with Bitcoin and shared peer-to-peer. You're not giving your data to train an algorithm. There are no credit card details needed and no name and address required. This is what comes after the platforms, a system built on reputation instead of targeting. On value instead of volume. If you want to see what an internet without the platforms looks like, you're already looking at it. This audiobook is worth every Satoshi that you might pay for it. But what you're unlocking isn't just content. It's a working system that demonstrates how creators and audiences can work together directly with no middleman. When someone pays to unlock this content, because you shared it with them, half of what they pay goes instantly into your Bitcoin Lightning wallet. But this isn't like any affiliate system you've ever seen before. No company processes the payments, no bank, no delay. You won't wait 90 days to get paid. With traditional affiliate programs, you often never get paid at all. Bitcoin enables instant, automatic, guaranteed referral payments. That in itself is revolutionary. But it's just one piece of what we'd explore in this audiobook. The book is called Digital Sovereignty. You can buy a copy that you will own forever by installing a Bitcoin Lightning wallet, like Wallet of Satoshi, on your phone. The person who shared this book with you can probably show you how. A small payment of 8,000 Satoshis unlocks the entire book.